Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We've been speaking in the last few days about this whole concept of quiet quitting. So we spoke about it from a work point of view, but it worries me. It worries me that this whole notion of quiet quitting can have a really damaging result or reaction in the rest of our lives. So can you imagine if we quiet quit a relationship or quiet quit something else that we were doing? And we wanted to get a little bit more about, find out a little bit more about the psychological impact of quiet quitting. Dr. Sats Cooper, past president of the Psychological Society of South Africa. Good morning. Thanks for joining us again. How are you doing?
I'm well, Howard. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. So this concept of quiet quitting, it's bothering me tremendously because it's become this trendy buzzword, and I'm pretty sure that it's dangerous. Am I wrong?
Well, yes, it can. And if you really look at it, I think, and particularly the last couple of years, have made people all over the world start evaluating their lives, what is important, what's not, when they've been hit by death around them. So it's creating a work-life balance and ensuring that one finds the space to be able to enjoy a quality of life that would otherwise not be possible if you were totally devoted to your work. Mm-hmm. So it is, sometimes it's called the Great Resignation, but I think that in the current conditions, nearly in all parts of the world, one cannot afford to just resign because work is very scarce to get if you're working for somebody else, and most people do work for somebody else. So it's about that me time. It's about making decisions for yourself that says, this is where work stops and my other life, which is much more important, begins. So finding that work-life balance is an old, very old concept that is now being called quiet quitting, because sometimes people equate it wrongly with laziness, just a cussedness not to be able to do what they have been doing. So it's a generational shift, if you like, that younger people are searching for meaning for their lives and trying to create that enablement for themselves, being more available for their families. During COVID, we all know that lots of us were working from different places, from home, etc. And the intrusion in your lives became almost overwhelming. So that in itself accelerated this kind of saying, I'm going to just give what I need to, not that I'm not going to be present, not that I'm not going to do what I should be doing. I'm going to continue excelling, but I won't go way beyond the call of duty, which goes unrecognized, because that's what workplace bosses want. They want you to do much more, and then there's little reward. So the flip side of that is quiet firing, where people in authority say, well, and that's been around for a long time. It involves the individual being passed over for promotion. It is taking advantage of conditions for salary stagnation and poor bonus payments, whereas the top echelon continues to reap the benefits of what that entity does. So all these need to be balanced out. And I think it's important for people to recognize both those creating jobs, both those working for other people, that you need to do the best you can do. However, there's a certain point beyond which your personal life will suffer, your mental health will suffer, your relationships will suffer. So I know some people try to say, well, like your introduction suggested, what if I quietly resign from my commitments and my relationships? But I think it's It's about this change in the workplace, this change right. in our vista and idea of what we should be doing in our lives.
So maybe it's a bit different, and maybe it's possible to reframe it, because my perception of it is, well, I do the minimum, I do exactly what I'm paid to do, and then I focus on other things as well. And for me, that's almost dispassionate. It's almost not enthusiastic, not giving my all, because I'm quite quitting. I'm not going over and above. And I find that problematic, in the sense that I don't think it's good for us. I don't think it's good for us to do the bare minimum. I think that brings out the absolute worst of us.
Yes, I think one should not do the quiet minimum. This is quiet quitting is not slacking. It's not being the best you can be. And I think we should balance out also what tolerance levels there are in our lives, where we say, you know what, I can't do much more, because if I do, I will hit that breaking point.
Right. It's not, and that. I will suffer
this
for it.
Is,
absolutely.
Yes. So yes, because then you're not doing the best. Others around you can see you're not doing the best. And that can easily happen if you're depressed or you're anxious or anything else. So all of these things need to be balanced out. And you know, professionally, one needs to be engaged to find out, am I losing interest? Is my meaning in life? What's my raison d'etre? What is it that I really want to do? And I think all of us go through that. If we don't go through that fairly constantly, searching for that meaning in life, then I think we've got a problem, because we're just acting in an automatic manner to serve somebody else, and don't look at our own role in doing that, and how our individual needs are not met, our fulfillment is not there, our full actualization ought to come not merely from the job, but from other things as well. So all of these things need to find a place in one's life. The human being takes work home, takes home to the workplace. We take society into all aspects of our lives. Mm. And so all these things impinge on who we are, what we do, and that sense of finding one's spot, if you like. Where is it that I will excel? How do I reach that point where I'm excelling and I won't push myself beyond that, because pushing myself
then it'll
beyond
do me
that
harm.
Is going to cause burnout.
Right, absolutely, which burnout. Is a very real see, concern.
Yeah, so those are the things that one needs to balance out. I mean, look, these terms come and go where
they become buzzwords for a short while.
Buzzwords, but really it's about finding that balance, finding that space where one says, look, I am not satisfied in this job, but I'm going to do the best I can. And this is not my destination. It's a route marker, but I will work towards going to another place of work or changing my life altogether in terms of what I'm doing, because this is not for me. I know people who are engineers, for instance, but are working in completely a different area. People who go to university or go to trade and other schools, but end up doing something else. So otherwise we would be, you know, we'd be robots. We would
absolutely
be
just, no that you know, that's part of it certainly late. I yeah. hear it. I guess it's the
but again
phrase
it's not shirking. It's not shirking. It's not the lazy
it's
one.
Not copying
it's
out.
Not no it's not copying out, and it's not allowing other people in the studio to carry your weight.
Absolutely.
Everyone carries their
absolutely
weight.
Absolutely right. I'm just hoping Mukundi's listening. Either way, Dr. Dr. Seth Cooper, thank you as always, past president of Psychological Society of South Africa, talking to us about quiet quitting.